Vowel, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at www.wikipedia.org. In phonetics, a vowel is a sound in spoken language that is characterized by an open configuration of the vocal tract, where there is no build-up of air pressure above the glottis, in contrast to consonants, which are characterized by a constriction or closure at one or more points along the vocal tract. The word vowel comes from the Latin word vocalis, meaning uttering voice or speaking. Vowels usually form the peak or nucleus of a syllable, whereas consonants form the onset and coda. However, some languages allow sounds that wouldn't normally be classified as vowels to form the nucleus of a syllable, such as the sound of M in the English word prism, or the sound of R in the Czech word verba, meaning willow. Sometimes vowels are defined by whether they form the nucleus of a syllable, and by that criterion, these sounds are vowels, but usually sounds that can form the nucleus of a syllable are called sonorants. In some languages, such as Tashlit, Berber, and Owaikiala, non-sonorant consonants can also form the nucleus of a syllable. Articulation. The articulatory features that distinguish different vowels in a language are said to determine the vowel's quality. Daniel Jones developed the cardinal vowel system to describe vowels in terms of the common features, height, backness, and roundedness. There are, however, still more possible features of vowel quality. Height. Height refers to the position of the tongue relative to the roof of the mouth. In high vowels, such as E and U, the tongue is positioned high in the mouth, whereas in low vowels, such as A, the tongue is positioned low in the mouth. Sometimes the terms open and close are used as synonyms for low and high for describing vowels. The International Phonetic Alphabet identifies 7 different vowel heights, although no known language distinguishes all 7. Open vowel or low vowel, near open vowel, open mid vowel, close mid vowel, near close vowel, and close vowel or high vowel. Backness. Backness refers to the tongue position during the articulation of a vowel relative to the back of the mouth. In front vowels, such as E, the tongue is positioned forward in the mouth, whereas in back vowels, such as U, the tongue is positioned towards the back of the mouth. The International Phonetic Alphabet identifies 5 different degrees of vowel backness, although no known language distinguishes all 5. Front vowel, near front vowel, center vowel, near back vowel, and back vowel. Roundedness. Roundedness refers to whether the lips are rounded or not. In most languages, roundedness is just an additional feature of back vowels, and not a distinctive feature. However, some languages distinguish roundedness and backness separately, such as French, German, and some dialects of English. Different kinds of rounded vowels are also possible, as in Swedish, which has pursed lips, rounded vowels, as well as compressed lips, rounded vowels. Nasalization. Nasalization refers to whether some of the air escapes through the nose. In nasal vowels, the volume is lowered, and some air travels through the nasal cavity as well as the mouth. An oral vowel is a vowel in which all air escapes through the mouth. French and Portuguese contrast nasal and oral vowels. Tenseness. Czech vowels versus free vowels. Tenseness is used to describe the opposition of tense vowels as in lip, süd, versus lax vowels as in lip, süd. This opposition is thought to be a result of greater muscular tension, though this has not been confirmed by phonetic experiments. Unlike the other features of vowel quality, tenseness is only applicable to the few languages that have this opposition, mainly Germanic languages such as English, whereas the vowels of the other languages, such as Spanish, cannot be described with respect to tenseness in any meaningful way. In most Germanic languages, lax vowels can only occur in closed syllables. Therefore, they are also known as checked vowels, whereas the tense vowels are called free vowels, since they can occur in open syllables. Phonation. Voicing describes whether the vocal cords are vibrating during the articulation of a vowel. Most languages only have voiced sounds, but several Native American languages, such as Cheyenne and Totonac, contrast voiced and devoiced vowels. vowels are devoiced in whisper speech. In Japanese and Quebec French, vowels that are between voiceless consonants are often devoiced. Creaky voice, breathy voice, and murmured voice are phonation types that are used contrastively in some languages. Often, these co-occur with tones or stress patterns. In the Mon language, vowels pronounced in high tone are also produced with creaky voice. In cases like this, it can be unclear whether it is the tone, the voice and type, or the pairing of the two that is being used for phonemic contrast. Tongue root retraction. Retracted tongue root is a feature common in some groups of African languages. This contrast is used extensively in Ma and other East African languages. The contrast between advanced tongue root and retracted tongue root resembles the lex tense contrast acoustically, but they are articulated differently. Secondary narrowings in the vocal tract. Pharyngealization occurs in some languages. Sedang uses this contrast. Prosody and intonation. The features of vowel prosody are often described independently from vowel quality. In nonlinear phonetics, they are located on parallel layers. The features of vowel prosody are usually considered not too aptly to the vowel itself, but to the syllable. Intonation encompasses the changes in pitch, intensity, and speed of an utterance over time. In tonal languages, in most cases, the tone of a syllable is carried by the vowel, meaning that the relative pitch or the pitch contour that marks the tone is superimposed on the vowel. If a syllable has a high tone, for example, the pitch of the vowel will be high. If the syllable has a faint tone, then the pitch of the vowel will fall from high to low over the course of uttering the vowel. Length or quantity refers to the duration of the vowel. In some analysis, this feature is described as a feature of the vowel quality, not of the prosody. Japanese, Finnish, Hungarian, Arabic, and Latin have a two-way contrast between short and long vowels. Estonian and Wichita have a three-way contrast among short, half-long, and long vowels. Long vowels are written in the IPA with a triangular column, which has two equilateral triangles pointing at each other in place of dots. The IPA symbol for half-long vowels is the triangular column without the lower triangle. Estonian word jär, meaning edge of the ice, has a quadruple-length vowel, as does Finnish pä äänen kannattaja, main supporter, although theoretically divided between two syllables. In non-tonal languages like English, intonation encompasses lexical stress. A stressed syllable will typically be pronounced with a higher pitch, intensity, and length than unstressed syllables. For example, in the word intensity, the vowel represented by the letter E is stressed, so it is longer and pronounced with a higher pitch and intensity than the other vowels. Monophthongs, diphthongs, and triphthongs. A vowel sound whose quality doesn't change over the duration of a vowel is called a monophthong. Monophthongs are sometimes called pure or stable vowels. A vowel sound that glides from one quality to another is called a diphthong, and a vowel sound that glides between three qualities is a triphthong. All languages have monophthongs, and many languages have diphthongs, but triphthongs, or vowel sounds with even more target qualities, are relatively rare cross-linguistically. The vowel sound in hit is a monophthong. The vowel sound in boy is in most dialects a diphthong. And the vowel sound of way, flower, form a triphthong, disyllabic in the latter cases, although these particular qualities vary by dialect. The longest sensible word with most consecutive vowels is Finnish heijoaiutinen, meaning wedding night intention news, with two long vowels, one diphthong and one triphthong. In phonology, diphthongs and triphthongs are distinguished from sequence of monophthongs by whether or not the vowel sound may be analyzed into different phonemes or not. For example, the vowel sounds in a two-syllable pronunciation of the word flower phonetically form a disyllabic triphthong, but are phonologically a sequence of diphthongs, represented by the letters OW, and in monophthongs, represented by the letters ER. Some linguists use the terms diphthong and triphthong only in this phonemic sense. Written vowels. The name vowel is often used for the symbols used for representing vowel sounds in a language's writing system, particularly if the language uses an alphabet. In the Latin alphabet, the vowel letters are usually A, E, I, O, and U, and in some languages Y, as in English, and W, as in Welsh. There is necessarily not a direct one-to-one correspondence between the vowel sounds of a language and the vowel letters. Many languages that use a form of the Latin alphabet have more vowel sounds that can be represented by the standard set of five vowel letters. In the case of English, the five primary vowel letters represent both long and short vowel sounds, although some of the long vowel sounds in English are actually diphthongs. Furthermore, in English, some vowel sounds are represented by combinations of vowel letters, such as the EA in beat, or by a vowel letter and an approximant letter, as the OW in how, or the ER in her. Other languages cope with the limitation in the number of Latin vowel letters in similar ways. Many languages, like English, make extensive use of combinations of vowel letters to represent various sounds. Other languages add diacritical marks to vowels, such as accents or umlauts, to represent the variety of possible vowel sounds. Some languages have also constructed additional vowel letters by modifying the standard Latin vowels in other ways, such as joined AE or crossed O, that are found in some of the Scandinavian languages. The International Phonetic Alphabet has a set of 28 symbols to represent the range of basic vowel qualities, and a further set of diacritics to denote variations from the basic vowel. Vowels in languages. The semantic significance of vowels varies widely depending on the language. In some languages, particularly Semitic languages, vowels mostly serve to denote inflections. This is similar to English man singular versus man plural. In fact, the alphabets used to write the Semitic languages, such as the Hebrew alphabet or the Arabic alphabet, do not ordinarily mark all the vowels. These alphabets are called abjads. Although it is possible to construct simple English sentences that can be understood without written vowels, extended passages of English lacking written vowels are difficult, if not impossible, to completely understand. Consider DD, which could be any of ad, aided, dared, dada, dead, did, dead, died, dodo, dud, dude, eddie, yudid, or ud. In most languages, vowels are an unchangeable part of the words, as in English man versus moon, which are not different inflectional forms of the same word, but different words. Vowels are especially important to the structures of words in languages that have very few consonants, like Polynesian languages such as Maori and Hawaiian, and in languages whose inventory of vowels is larger than its inventory of consonants, like Sedang, a relative of Vietnamese, which contrasts 55 different vowel qualities. Vowel systems. Most languages have 3 to 7 vowels, the following 5 vowel system being the most common: E, U, E, O, A. This particular configuration is common because it makes the most efficient use of the vowel space, so slight variations in a vowel are not easily confused for a different sound. Spanish and modern Greek, for example, have this vowel system. Latin had a similar system that also distinguished between long and short vowels, although that distinction wasn't made in written Latin. It is for this reason that the Latin alphabet has 5 vowel letters. All languages have at least 2 vowels. The Tsuizi and Abzui dialects of Abkhaz contrast only A and I, with significant allophony. There have been proposals to posit only 1 vowel in some Abkhaz dialects. However, most linguists who are familiar with Abkhaz do not accept this theory. 3 vowel systems have been noted in a number of languages. These include I, A, U in Arabic, Inuktitut, Quechua; I, A, O in Pirahe; I, E, A in Wichita. A few languages, such as Navajo, have 4 vowel systems that lack U, but there is no known natural language that lacks some form of A. At the other end of the spectrum, languages with more than 12 vowels are relatively uncommon, although some widely spoken languages have large vowel inventories, particularly Germanic languages. For example, English has 14 to 16 vowels, including diphthongs, depending on dialect, and Swedish has most distinct vowel qualities in the height, backness, roundedness spectrum, with 17 different monophthongs. French has 16 vowel qualities, including nasals, and the previously mentioned Sedang holds the known record with 55 different vowels. Consult also List of phonetics topics, Table of vowels, List of vowels, References: Handbook of the International Phonetic Association, 1999, Cambridge University, ISBN 0521637511. Johnson, Keith, Acoustic and Auditory Phonetics, 2nd edition, 2003. Blackwell, ISBN 14051012 37. Ledford, Peter, A Course in Phonetics, 4th edition, 2000. Hein, ISBN 01550731 92. Ledford, Peter, Elements of Acoustic Phonetics, 1995, University of Chicago, ISBN 0226467643. Ledford, Peter and Jan Madison, The Sounds of the World's Languages, 1996, Blackwell, ISBN 06311981 56. Ledford, Peter, Vowels and Consonants, An Introduction to the Sounds of Languages, 2000, Blackwell, ISBN 06312141 27. Stevens, Kenneth, 1998, Acoustic Phonetics, Current Studies in Linguistics, Cambridge, MA, MIT, ISBN 0-26219404-X. Stevens, Kenneth, 2000, Toward a Model for Lexical Access Based on Acoustic Landmarks and Distinctive Features, The Journal of the Acoustical Society of America, 111-4, 1872-1891. External links: Vowels and Consonants, online examples from Legfolk's Vowels and Consonants, referenced above, at http://ucla.edu/departments/linguistics/vowels-and-consonants-without-spaces/vowels/contents.html. Dictionary of All Vowel Words, a free online dictionary with over 1,000 words with no consonants and examples of usage from literature, at www.oneletterwords.com. This article is licensed under the GNU FDL from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at www.wikipedia.org.